Bob Satnin. I'm Communications Director for Sedalia School District 200.
All right, Bob. Well, it looks like you guys will be having a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about that and where you guys plan on doing that at?
On Monday, we will be having a ribbon-cutting ceremony and a community celebration for the Jenny Janes Activities Complex and Smith Cotton Stadium. This is a fantastic new complex that was built behind Smith Cotton High School, on land adjacent to Smith Cotton High School. It includes a football stadium and track, state-of-the-art facilities that was paid for without a single increase to our taxation rate. We paid for it with construction funds that we built up, and then we had some very generous donors in our community step forward and provide some private donations to help offset those costs. So our local community did not feel the impact of the cost of this, and now our athletes have a state-of-the-art facility to perform in.
Absolutely, and it is fantastic that your community members actually took a step forward and said, okay, you know, we want our students to be able to have that opportunity and to have that luxury. Absolutely fantastic. Now, during this celebration, what sort of things will you guys be doing?
There will be some comments from Dr. Jeffrey Sharp, who is president of our Board of Education, and from Superintendent Brad Pollitt. We'll do a ribbon cutting, and then we will invite folks to come in and check out the stadium for themselves. They'll be able to walk on the track, walk across the new turf football field, check out the locker rooms, and a highlight of the home football locker room is these wonderful wooden lockers with tip-down shoulder pad and helmet supports that were engineered and created by our own maintenance staff. Our own maintenance staff went in and created everything that's in our locker room. We used some of our own ingenuity to take care of that. It's really some fantastic state-of-the-art stuff for our athletes.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Now, I'm taking it that the students have been able to see the facility already. Is that correct?
Some students have had our track team is out there practicing on the track. They're out running on the track. Our baseball team has used the turf field to get some infield practice in to start out now that there's not snow on the ground. Excuse me. But this will be the first chance for most everyone to get in and really get a good look at it.
Very good. All right. So one more time, we want to reiterate that is Monday, March 9th from 5:30 to 7 p.m., behind the Smith Cotton High School. Is there anything else you'd like to let folks know?
We encourage people to come out and check it out. This is a fabulous public amenity. It's something that we believe that our students deserve this level of a facility to perform in. It's a huge step up. You know, Jenny Janes Stadium served us well for a number of decades, but it was time to move on, and it was time to give our athletes something better. And we believe that that stadium is going to be home to a number of conference champions and just give our students a great opportunity to perform at the highest level.